Mind. What is mind? Before we begin that particular topic, I will read the three introductory quotes to the textbook. The first one is Jesus making a statement that is recorded by John in chapter 8. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The second is from Shakespeare, there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And the third one from Mary Baker Eddy, oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere. If one thinks about how important something must be that is conveyed to us at the very beginning of her historic textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, it is obvious that Mary Baker Eddy felt like this is really the guide for the entire textbook. So the first one is totally telling us that we must focus on the truth. We must study it until we have an understanding that enables us to move forward. And if we do that, then we will be free. Free from the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. And the second one is the key on how to do that, by Shakespeare. Nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Our thinking, our thoughts, our consciousness must be focused on truth. No matter what it is, no matter what comes our way, no matter what we might be faced with that appears to be an insurmountable problem, we have to focus on the truth. And of course, there's a lot of truth in science and health. It is full of it. And number three tells us that if we do number one and two, our prayers will be answered. In other words, we will be living in the kingdom of heaven within our own consciousness. So there's the formula for success. And we also want to remember that on page 146, Mary Baker Eddy tells us that there is a system to divine metaphysics. She states, divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. We need to think of disease as anything that is ungodlike, any dis-ease. We should only be at ease if we are in the kingdom of heaven. And we can only stay at ease if we are constantly on guard to stand porter at the door of thought. Also, one of the predominant thoughts and themes that she carries out throughout the textbook is that we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. By all these things, one of them is that we will get a better understanding that there is no life, truth, and intelligence in matter. We will also have every human need met. Solomon certainly had every human need met on an infinite scale. He apparently was the wealthiest man ever to exist, including up to today. The Queen of Sheba had heard stories about his wealth, but she wanted to go and see him to verify what she had heard. And when she did, She said the wealth was even greater than all the stories I've heard. And of course, one of the things she was referring to, that all of his servants were very happy. They were not slaves, but they were living the fulfillment of a happy life. So that is really true life. When the life comes from within, fulfillment within the heart. The heart is a symbol for love. Love means nurturing all of the other qualities of God. That is impersonal love and the finest love there can be, because it is flawless with the substance of spirit. Since the focus on this recording is on what is mind, we're going to begin with the presentation which we have on each of the seven synonyms, plus a presentation on God, which includes the seven synonyms. And this is available from the menu under treatments and under topics that says God plus the seven synonyms for God. The primary focus of this recording will be the definition of what is mind that is presented by Mary Baker Eddy in chapter 14, which is recapitulation, which is a summary of chapters 1 through 13. And it's pages 469 to 471 regarding this particular topic of what is mind. The first paragraph is entitled True Sense of Infinitude. What is mind? Mind is God. The exterminator of error is the great truth that God, good, is the only mind, and that the supposititious opposite of infinite mind, called devil or evil, is not mind, is not truth, but error, without intelligence or reality. There can be but one mind because there is but one God. And if mortals claimed no other mind and accepted no other, sin would be unknown. We can have but one mind if that one is infinite. We bury the sense of infinitude when we admit that although God is infinite, evil has a place in this infinity. For evil can have no place where all space is filled with God. In looking at the introductory quote to this chapter, Recapitulation, Mary Baker Eddy provides a quote from Isaiah. It states, "For precept must be upon precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little." That is on page 465, which is the first page of this chapter. So this is very much in line with the first three quotes of the entire textbook, where she says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," as the first one. And this says, "For precept must be on precept." Precept means fact. So we must focus on the fact, and we must give it dimension, line upon line. So that is telling us to broaden our view and make sure we are including all the facts, no matter what dimension we might have to go to in order to get them. And then, here a little, there a little, she's telling us, don't worry about accomplishing everything in one bite. Just take it a step at a time. Another quotation that I like is, "Infinite progression is concrete being." So she's telling us that we must compound the good that we do every day. In fact, that is really her definition of individual power. She says the only power we have is the good we do and embody. On page 465, the same page where the introductory quote is, she includes in the definition of God these four very important terms: incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. We cannot be thinking about a person, a human, as God. Jesus was a human. Therefore, we have to rule him out as being God. A longtime friend who was an excellent CS practitioner said, all are qualities. When I was watching the Olympics with her and her husband for a few minutes, she was watching a gymnast, and immediately she thought of qualities. She said, look at the grace that individual is exhibiting. Her thought, speech was all on qualities. And she was seeing the action expressed by the individual in terms of qualities. Mary Baker Eddy states that we should pray often. She prayed three times a day specifically for all humanity. Daniel prayed three times a day, and we must figure that he probably included all humanity in his prayers. We have emphasized this necessity on the website. So how can we take this definition of mind, and we've only covered the first paragraph, and how can we apply that to all humanity? Well, we can start with the title to the paragraph, True Sense of Infinity. And of course, we can apply everything we've said so far to all humanity. The first quotation about ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. We can indicate in our prayer that that covers all humanity. All humanity can know the truth, because God is all understanding, God is all knowing, God is all intelligence, all wisdom, and everything that exists is an image of God. It's an image of God. That means all existence. That means all man. That means every individual is an image of God. Jesus saw individuals that were sick or sinful, but he didn't see them in that light. He saw them in the light as being an offspring of God. Otherwise, he could not have healed them. If he saw them as a sinner or someone that was sick or one that was dead, he couldn't have healed them. He had to see them in their perfect nature. If we are going to be praying for all humanity, we have to see all humanity in their true divine nature, not as a sinning mortal. The belief in Christianity is that everyone is born a sinner. The fact is that there are no sinners, that sin is unreal. It has no foundation, it has no basis. Therefore, no individual can be a sinner, because every individual is a reflection of God. Certainly, if we look at the human aspect, I don't think there's a Bible character that didn't have their problems. King David did one of the worst things in the world in human life. Yes, he slew Goliath and saved their nation and then became king. But what did he do after he was king? He was viewing some of the people from his palace, and he noticed a very beautiful woman. he inquired about the woman and discovered that she was married. So what did he do? The next battle that they were involved in, and kings were always involved in battles with each other, he sent the husband to the front line, where it was very high probability that he would be killed. And that's exactly what happened. And then you can imagine what King David did. He took the woman as his wife, as one of his wives. Yet David did a lot of good things. The belief of sex, money, control over other people, these are sins that are very enticing to a human thought. If we let down our guard, be prepared, because you're going to face those kind of enticements. One of the greatest practitioners of all time since Mary Baker Eddy is Frederick L. Rawson. And he said, in every treatment, you should deal with matter. And of course, that includes mortal mind. That includes the belief that we were born as a sinner, that we were born as a material man, a human that was born as a sinner and is going to have a life of ups and downs, controlled by sensation, a material sense of seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling, made up of the substance of matter, or organs, such as the organs for the eye, or the ear, or the feeling, or anything else. So if we're going to let the compounding over the centuries and over the thousands of years affect our concept of who we are, we have to work out of it. We have to constantly feed the truth, just as the first quotation from Science and Health tells us, "You shall know the truth." We have to feed the truth into our consciousness, and we have to cleanse it of error, mistakes. If we look at 9 plus 6 on the mathematical table, it's 15. If we make a mistake and say it's 14 or 16, or even 14.9 or 15.1, it's wrong. We have to replace it with the truth. There's only one answer. According to the tables of mathematics, it is 15. There's only one answer about what is man. Man is the image and likeness of the perfect God. We live in heaven, which is a perfect atmosphere, and it is controlled by the one and only perfect God. Mary Baker Eddy emphasizes that we must form a perfect model in thought. She says that we are constantly barraged with the false belief about man. So we have to constantly have our defense up, our filtering system up, and filter that out. Now we can apply that to all mankind by including that in our thought and in our treatment, that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Every individual is an individual manifestation of man. Therefore, every individual can benefit and does benefit by knowing that that is the truth about them individually. Anyone our thought rests upon is benefited by any positive thing that we are contemplating. So if we include all humanity in our contemplation, all humanity will benefit. It will be reflected out into the atmosphere of universal thought. And it will help to negate the universal belief, which is the falsity about man. And man is neuter. It's not male or female, but it is impersonal. It is including all qualities of God, whether they could be classified as female, male, or neuter. We can think of the substance of all man is spirit. Spirit is defined as flawless, transparent, and reflective. So all mankind reflects the goodness of God. In the glossary, good is defined as God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omniaction. And omniscience includes, among other things, all wisdom, all knowing, and all intelligence. In fact, omni, which means one, only, and all. Everything about God is omni. Every quality is an omni quality. There is no other. There's no competition. There's no opposition. And don't be concerned about what someone else is doing. Take care of our own consciousness. If someone else comes to thought, then we have to make sure our consciousness is seeing that individual just like we were describing as for all humanity. On an impersonal basis, we have to know that everyone is a reflection of God, reflection of the all-intelligent mind, the pure, flawless spirit, and also the personal senses are of the substance of spirit, so they are spiritual senses, not human emotion. So all seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling is based on spirit as its substance. Life is living the qualities of God. We must include all humanity to say that the life of everyone in existence is a reflection of the life of God. Living the qualities of God, living the qualities of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Life is termed the fatherhood of mankind. What about truth? Truth means there is no mistake. We're not getting 9 plus 6 is 14 or 16. It's 15 right on the button. There are four operators. Just like in math, you have add, subtract, multiply, and divide. In the system of divine metaphysics, the four operators are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. The Word relates to the addition in mathematics. We add to our consciousness the facts about God. The Christ is the subtraction of mathematics, and that is where we take out any thought. When we have a problem that comes to us, we have to focus on the truth. Just like the first introductory quote, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We have to focus on the truth about ourselves and about anyone that comes to thought. Because the truth is the only thing that is eternal. It is not a mistake. There is not any error in it. So we have to subtract out whatever comes our way as a problem. We have to subtract out the negativity, and we have to replace it with the truth. The third operator is Christianity. And that relates to multiplying. What do? We take the facts about God and we multiply them with the truth that we put in there as the Christ thought. And then we can have the demonstration. We can prove that our thinking is a reflection of the knowing of God, and therefore the healing is not only possible, but is manifested as part of our true selfhood. And that applies to all mankind. All mankind is a benefiter, a benefactor, and gets the benefits of the truth that we are knowing in our thought. And the science, refer to page 115 and 116 of Science and Health, because there it gives three levels of mortal mind and one level of the divine, the absolute, which is God. And it starts out with God, and then it works down to depravity, which is the lowest level. And that is called the science level, the Christian science level. But the top level is also science, but that's the absolute level. That is God. The lowest level is a relative level, and that's where we work with the problem that is facing us. We don't recognize depravity when we're dealing with God. We recognize depravity when we're dealing with a so-called belief of humanity. Could be about us, it could be about anyone, and we can apply it to all humanity as a part of our prayer that we should be doing three times a day. So that is truth. Truth is consciousness. Truth is not letting any error. It is subtracting out any error and adding in the truth. It is multiplying what we know about God and our translation as the Christ consciousness enables us to do. So that is the four operators. And in science, that relates to the division of mathematics, because what we do is we tear it apart and make sure that every element that we are thinking about, talking about, and doing is an element that is a reflection of the absolute God. Not a relative, but an absolute thought about God. If we think about the things that are in this recording and how it applies to all humanity, and if we do this three times a day, our entire being will be transformed. Mary Baker Eddy's closest household guests or household people that were living with her to work on and earn their CSD, which is the Doctorate of Christian Science degree from Mary Baker Eddy, they made comments that after she came out of her seclusion where she was praying for all humanity, that she had such a beam of peace and shining glory on her face. The best thing we can do is to give to others. The best thing we can give others is the spiritual thoughts, by including them in all humanity. They're automatically included in all humanity. If we see an accident as we're driving or walking down the street or whatever, looking out a window, if we see an accident, we should apply these kinds of thoughts on an impersonal basis to everyone that appears to be involved in that accident. Who knows? You may have the same effect that Mr. Rawson had when he was viewing out the window, standing beside of a friend called Spaulding. Both of those are obviously authors on our website. And this was back around 1910 or so, where trucks were not common. And the man was driving a cart full of rocks, and something told him he should go back and inspect the tailgate. And when he did it, the animal got alarmed and raised up and dumped the whole cart of rocks on him. And when Mr. Rawson saw this, he said 1 5-word sentence, obviously with understanding and conviction. He said, "There is nothing but God." That was impersonal. It was the fact. about God being all in all. With that, the man came out of from underneath the rocks like a rocket, totally unharmed, went on about his business. We may have that kind of experience as we develop our understanding about the one and only true Omni-God. When we see an accident, we should be thinking along these lines of what man is, and that there are no accidents, and that everything is possible to God. Mr. Rawson discovered how to do retroactive treatments by focusing on the fact that there is nothing impossible to God. There is no limitation of time or space. Perfection began, or rather, perfection always is, always was. There is no time. There is no defect. The kind of thoughts that are in this recording would help all mankind. If we do this kind of thing 3 times a day, this will touch the experience of humanity. It will be reflected out into the atmosphere of thought, canceling out negativity and adding in the positive truth. We will be taking a step in the right direction, as it says, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Be sure to seal the treatment. Please refer to the document that is entitled All Treatment Standards for a suggested way to seal a treatment. Amen.